What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are back here with two episodes left in the season. Cookie, Pepper, Jasmine, Hello. And Hello. Ray the Guitar Guy are in the house. What's up, guys?
Not much.
What up?
Not much.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What did we tell you? Put your fucking pants back on.
Be quiet.
I prefer Wiener Wednesdays, but that's just me.
She said I could put the hot sauce in there today. It's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, how funny. I like chili on my dog.
You'll be next.
Taco Tuesday.
Promises, promises.
Oh, no.
I'm a man.
Yeah, we're back.
And oh, full circle.
God. So, Cookie, you've been gone for a while. What's been going on with you?
Where the hell have you been?
The blood tests came in. I'm fine, but I am pregnant. So,
another baby.
I might or might not keep this one.
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
We're at that weird age where you're asking
about?
Your friends,
yeah.
Are
nephew.
You gonna keep it or?
Yeah, are you sure you want it? I mean, do you want to be one of those older parents? And I'm like, no, you're
oh
right.
Oh my god!
like Pepper?
Are you talking about me?
Most of my friends were having kids in their teens, and I'm like double that, so I'm like, I'm good. Get the hanger, get the hose, get the lighter. This is a goner.
I'll bring the hose.
Yes.
I'll bring the hanger.
I thought Pepper was the hose that we were bringing.
Whatever. Don't have it. Don't have it. Trust me.
Don't have it.
Don't have it. Don't do it.
But it's Taco Tuesday, just like you said.
Does anybody know anywhere any good staircases I can push myself down?
That does not work.
Damn it.
Neither does the slip and slide. I watched her do it many times when she was pregnant. Still didn't work.
Nothing
tummy
works.
First.
And
tummy
now
first.
We have her son.
He was a strong swimmer. He was like, I am not giving up. Yeah.
And a great dancer dodging that coat hanger the way he did.
I
right?
know. Damn kid.
He's going to be famous someday.
He's so talented.
What a winner.
He was born the boy that lived.
Oh my god.
It's a memoir.
He should have named him the ghetto Harry Potter.
Writes a book. My mom.
No, you should have gone with it. Gary Potter.
Gary
Potter.
Gary Potter.
There you go.
What That's... if he writes a biography saying, my mom and all the attempts she tried to kill me in the womb.
Oh my god.
Autobiography.
No, it wouldn't be an autobiography. It'd be a how-to. So women that don't want to keep the baby, it would they just go through the list. Hanger did it.
Yeah.
Sit-ups did it. Staircase did it.
Slip
Drugs
and slide.
Did it. Like, yeah. Nothing works. That kid was like... Psh.
When my mom tries to kill me, quote unquote, when plan B doesn't work.
Right?
There's always A, B, C, and D.
That comes to plan C then, right?
I mean, yeah.
Just start using the whole alphabet.
Canada does third trimester abortions.
Just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I heard.
Road I trip know. Up north, guys.
I heard.
We're taking this gig on the road.
I that makes sense. You could play a good game of hockey
about
while
abortions,
you're pregnant.
It would be me.
I should
have. I'm from China.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
I'd keep that to myself. I wouldn't go telling other people that.
You,
I'm just saying.
That's right,
abortions.
And you should tell people that.
They make them have abortions.
Secrets.
Yeah, well, no, if they're guys, no. If they're girls, they encourage it. Yeah.
What I'm thinking is it's over in Canada. That makes sense, because you could just get in a nice hockey game and just get an abortion that way.
That's racist and also factual.
Oh, no, slam me up against the wall.
Hey.
Oh, I was pregnant.
What are you talking about?
I'll give you something to cry about.
Is that a caribou?
So we're going to introduce in season 3 a new segment called Jester and Pepper's People Watching. And we kind of started it today, which brings us to our roast for this evening. So we've posted the picture up on the website, so go ahead and go to riceandbeanscast.com and check out the blog post for this episode, and the picture is going to be put in there. Now, just in case you're not looking at it, it's a picture of a woman, and we won't see where we're out shopping, but there is a Allmart in the middle of the name.
I love Allmart.
And so she's wearing a T-shirt that says, trust me, I'm gorgeous, and has on Hawaiian shorts and an ankle bracelet.
That sounds like my outfit right now.
I was like, she could have covered it up with like one of those lei flower things or something, you know? Like,
true.
She's
she
going
could have
for
bedazzled
the Hawaiian
it.
Look. But I was
it's
like
she didn't even try.
No.
All right, so we're all
that's
looking.
That's not typical Allmart shoppers.
So we're looking at the picture, and who else to start?
I already said enough about that girl. Like, I don't know how she managed to do that. Like, why would you put a saying like that on your back and then wear a fucking anklet bracelet? Like, I'd wear pants or something. That's embarrassing.
Well, how pretty can she be? How gorgeous is she? She's if she not. Got caught for whatever
this,
crime she
this
did.
Is the picture.
Okay, hasn't she ever heard of pretty privilege? If she was really pretty, she would have gotten away with whatever caused her to have that anklet.
That's true. But the minute she turned around, I could see why she had the ankle bracelet on. It was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was not. It was not a good situation.
Did you tap her on the back and say, "Good sense of humor for you. You get it." Look at you, no fucks given.
Right. Not at all.
Side note, I love those memes where people just have like their arms in the air and there's like nothing. And this is like, this is how many fucks I give about you. I just love those. That's just
right?
A little insight to Cookie.
I was going to say, by looking at this picture, are you sure this isn't Cookie in this picture?
It might be.
It might
I've done my hair like that
oh
numerous
my
times.
What is
the thing
with
is
that
she doesn't
shirt?
Have any stretch marks, though.
Aww. Wait till you're 30, jackass.
Right?
Oh, wait, where are we looking at these stretch marks?
On your ass.
Oh so, count.
So wait, guitar guy, you're saying yeah. You've checked out my ass.
That's
duh.
What I heard.
Pepper, high five.
Woo-hoo! Everybody checks out your ass.
That's right.
You I think about
spoil
it.
Me.
I think about it every night.
It's too bad a number of people could tell her the same thing. Like,
oh, whatever. You know. Everybody checks out my ass.
Nice.
Oh.
Wow, look at her. It's not all about you. I mean,
full of yourself much?
It's
gosh.
It's all about me. What are you talking about?
This it says is Taco Tuesday, not all about
yeah,
you Tuesday.
Hello. Taco Tuesdays, my day.
I mean, in her favor, it was between rice and beans and all about pepper. And
That would have sounded better.
All about pepper.
Peppers.
What not to do in life?
Right.
Right. I will explain that life.
Another how-to book by Cookie and Pepper.
Oh,
what not to do.
What not to do.
That's funny, a fucking how-to book by somebody that can't even read.
It's hard for some people, okay?
I know how to read. I just don't want it.
It'll be a picture book with the little pop-ups.
They're coming back. They're coming back.
Those are cool.
That's funny. I have a picture book with little pop-ups.
We'll just have to make
legs.
A movie.
So getting back to the picture, it looks like fucking Moana the later years,
oh,
and
shit.
She went to jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Moana.
She's Bando. The worst.
Yeah. Charged with homicide. Third degree murder.
I was like, oh my God, I wonder what she did.
Yeah, what was the crime? What was the crime? I mean,
like,
other than
proudly,
what she was
right?
wearing?
Yeah. Hey, that's a me thing. I should have said that.
But like, how does she go? Like, I think you can't leave
other than
leave
that
your house.
Outfit? Hell no.
Isn't house arrest like you can't leave your house?
Mm-hmm.
So why is she leaving the house? How is she leaving the house? Because she was not at home.
Well, it also like, it's also
well,
like she can't go certain places.
That you can actually like
I thought you can't
you know,
pass.
Go
so
to.
She lives by an Walmart is what you're telling me.
She has to live like yeah. right next door.
Like you can be in the work program and still be like, you know, coming home to jail.
Shh, don't
at
say
night.
That. I told my grandma
and
that I can't be in a work
bracelet.
Program.
I know this because I had a coworker that had one and I had to like give him a roll of like masking tape to like hold it up.
Oh my God.
So it wouldn't fall off.
I hope I never wear one of those.
Again.
Right. Whatever, never. I'll wear it on my neck.
Because the first one gave her a rash. So she's like, I'm done with those fucking
it
things.
Wasn't the anklet that gave you the rash, Pepper.
Oh, whatever. Don't be telling nothing. Shh, be quiet.
I got some cream for that. At home, if you want to borrow it.
I like when it burns.
It's whipped cream.
I like scratching it.
Did you say you like scratching stuff?
Yeah, I said scratching it.
Oh.
Oh, isn't it? Girl. Are we naming it now?
I like scratching it. I don't like scratching stuff.
She's the only one that wishes that Playgirl was scratching stuff.
I don't like that. You're stupid.
Ignorant. The word is ignorant.
Ignorant.
And that was a lie.
Whatever. I'll say my other word.
Word of the day.
I'm not allowed to say
ignorant.
It starts with an R.
Yeah, that was funny. In season one, she started dropping R-bombs.
Yeah, seriously. What was up with that?
I don't know. I was being really, really retarded.
Oh, dang. No fucks given.
No. But like I was telling him, okay, bestie over here, I said I'd rather be called a retard than a mentally challenged person. Like I don't want to be categorized as that. Then a mentally challenged, because it sounds really mean. Retard's a straight retard.
Wow.
Your logic?
Like, I don't know. Like, I would be like, I'm a retard and I'm proud. Not like I'm mentally challenged and proud. That sounds too...
She says the dumb act.
Are you taking the word back? Yes. Like the gay community? Fag is our word. That's our word.
I was about to say, like, do you go home and think about this? Like, no, I'd rather be called retarded than mentally challenged.
No, I just think about it.
And then she gets out of bed, makes it, and takes her shower. Good day, Pepper. Good day. One for the books.
She's whatever.
She's the Justin Timberlake of retard.
I'm not a retard.
I'm taking retard back. Yeah. Although these retards don't know how to act. What?
Pepper is like, that's our word.
Yes, don't be saying it. It's not nice.
Take it to the Pepper.
Oh my God.
We're praying now?
Yes, always. God's always with us.
So, just a little teaser trailer, I guess, if you will, of the, you know, some of the stuff to come in season three. So, Jester and Pepper's people watching. So, we're going to go to other places and make sure we get...
We're going to go to Cookie's, you know, house.
Videos, and we'll try to
see what he does.
And that stuff that we're also going to be putting on the social media coming up in season three. And we do have a surprise for you guys, so I guess you'll... have to tune in for episode one of season three to see what that is.
I love surprises.
I hate them.
Especially the ones from you guys.
Just tell me.
Surprise.
You already know what it is. The listeners get to find out.
Oh,
I know about that one. I'm just saying just in general. It's a broad statement.
I don't
know. I was a broad statement once.
I'd be calling in right now and be like, tell me the surprise. I don't want to wait.
Pepper, you're on the show. Why are you calling?
I've got this rash down up in there.
We already told you the mail lines are not for that. Oh, we're not doctors.
I can't think right now.
Go get it checked. So, speaking of mail, we were looking for this donut review a couple of weeks back and weren't able to find it. Pepper did some digging and actually did find it. So this is a mail call, and this is a review for Rainbow Donuts in Norwalk, California.
Yes, yes, rainbows.
Yeah. All righty. God bless America. Let me tell you a story. It was late night when the moon is at the highest in the sky, and some friends and I were trying to find some delicious dough to complete our day. After passing through average donut shops hither and thither, one of my compatriots mentioned that he knew of a random place called Rainbow Donuts. We traveled across the land to get there. As we ate our first selection, some of the cereal top donuts, we thought, nothing special. Do not stop reading. And it's in bold and extra large. Before we left, as if by divine intervention, a tray packed with fresh, gorgeous glazed donuts were set into place. These donuts were not like the others. They towered above the rest as if they knew they were something special. Like royalty, they looked down upon the peasants to their left and right. The glaze delicately yet generously flowed like milk and honey over the surface and dripped onto the tray beneath it, temporarily granting it honor and nobility with a Midas touch.
Oh.
First question, how fat is this guy that wrote this?
I'm not that fat. I mean, go on. Keep reading. It gets better.
It does.
Oh, snap.
Okay. So, They beckoned us. The call was heard like a beautiful sonnet, and we purchased them with my only $2 bill, which my grandmother had gifted me many years prior. I must warn you, what you are about to read is a very personal experience.
Wow. Do I even want you to keep going?
Go on.
And, yeah,
I'm scared to hear on, but keep going.
You know what? I the first time I heard this, I was like, okay, it's going to get real weird real fast. He's already talking about glazed donuts, and it just seemed like it was a setup for one of more like...
Is this how they make donut holes in that donut shop?
Right, that exactly. Like, more... It was getting to, like, more or less, like, this is going to be a ton of, like, gay sexual innuendo.
Keep reading.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about a maple bar in there?
I love maple bars. Don't do this to me.
Me too.
Oh my god, those are so good.
Any bear claw stories?
I'm gonna walk up in a donut shop and they'll be like, "Hey, we just made fresh maple bars," and have a traumatic flashback. No, no, please, no.
As my roommate took his first pearly white bite into the soft pillow that is his donut. See, I told you. Tears began to stream from the corner of his eyes. He looked up at me with rivers of joy and emotion coming from the stars that are his eyes. He said, "They're just so good." He continued to cry as he ate the rest of the precious delicacy. He got himself a crier.
Yeah. He got wet over a donut?
Bite down on this pillow, I'm going in dry. Well, because he said took his first pearly white bite into the soft pillow. So that's how I was like, yeah, bite down on this, I'm going in dry. Okay, he continued to cry. Okay, I looked down at the box and placed my hand on one of God's children.
This is just getting, like, really disgusting, like, pedophile stuff.
Well, why do you write shit like that?
Because you guys like reading it.
I was about to say, isn't it from your address?
I know.
I have a lot of time on my hands at work.
He blogs all day about donuts.
As I picked it up, the surface area gave just ever so slightly in my hand as if it somehow knew me, felt comfortable in my hands, as it relaxed in my grasp, which was soft, gentle hold not to treat this beauty with disrespect. I raised my mouth to which it may enter my temple.
This is beautiful.
Cookie, stop crying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a pussy too.
Oh my god.
My 32 white sheep ran over their glazed pastures as I began to chew, and what happened next has been hard to explain with the English language ever since. I was no longer in my body. I felt otherworldly, watching myself eat something that deserved someone more pure than myself.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like Pepper.
Whatever.
That's how Pepper that describes marriage. They deserve someone more pure than myself.
Anybody's more pure than you, Pepper.
I don't care. So what? I'm one of a kind.
Aren't you a twin?
No.
Oh, never mind.
She's one of a kind. Calm down, Bill Cosby Jr.
You be quiet over there.
Fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Oh,
up in here.
Whatever. You want to be rapey too.
Jesus. For the next 30 minutes, which felt like the snap of a finger, we sat basking in the glory of this general revelation, which filled us with bliss and all things good. Indeed, a rainbow truly is God's promise to his people, and the golden end of it is found here. Please do not pass this chance up, for you know not what resides inside, waiting to bring you into life, into the light of something amazing. Blessings be with you, continued reader. You have been enlightened. Also, the blueberry donuts are bomb as fuck any time of the day.
So, what do you guys think?
Oh, that was very, very
what
good.
What is this, 50 that Shades of Gay or what?
I was like, 50 flavors of donuts. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, no shit.
That thing was like...
The baker will see you now. He's got like a fucking gray apron on with a bunch of white stains on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me show you my room full of pleasures.
Oh my god.
My glazes and sprinkles and whatnots. Are those nuts? Why, yes, they are.
Sounds like my type.
Isn't that how you do business at your donut shop?
Pretty buzzing. Oh my God.
That's not nice.
What?
You have like a chef fetish.
Right next to the nail salon with the massage parlor in the back.
Oh my God, you're bad.
Classy.
That's how I met Wilson.
He was a customer of the donut shop or the massage parlor. Both.
Probably both.
He's like, he used to bring me a glazed donut all the time. He'd always come in with it.
Hey, my glazed donut happens to be the best donut.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh my God.
We are not. That is a competition we are not going to have. I'm not going to see who's donut is
challenge accepted
the most. Ray the Guitar Guy and I do not want to sit here and judge your guys' glazed donuts.
I will never fine, eat let a me donut. Pull my pants back up then. Sorry.
I will never eat a maple bar the same way.
You really should. They're quite delicious.
Ever the opportunist.
I will still.
Yeah, we know.
These are so good.
We're not surprised.
I'm going to 7-Eleven after this.
I want a bear claw.
Just for the record, he's not talking about donuts.
I never am.
That's not nice.
And so,
but it's honest.
With mail call, we have another one, and I believe Jasmine has that one for us.
Yeah, so I was like on Amazon looking for toys, and I
what kind
came
of toys?
Across.
Right? Please inform us.
What kind?
It's for a Shibari Mini Halo. It's like a vibrator.
Oh, it's cheap.
Oh.
I chipped a tooth on that shit.
So I came across this review, and this is what it says. This thing will mix pancakes, waffle mix, brownie mix. It does it all. I've driven door frame nails with this bad boy. Do you need a drink shaken and stirred? Drop this bad boy in for a quarter of a second, and your mixed drink is ready to go.
What the fuck?
I accidentally left it running in the house, and when I left for work one morning and I noticed the drink in my truck was vibrating like the scene in Jurassic Park when the T-Rex is stomping up to the Jeep. By applying the outside of your form, this will help get the air pockets out of construction grade concrete.
God damn.
The local USGS, I don't even know what that is, station triangulated a new seismic disturbance in my rural county. After an inspection to determine we were not fucking in my backyard, I had to reveal the true cause, the Shibari Mini Halo. That was his review for the vibrator.
Wait, his review for the vibrator?
Yes. Yes, that was my review.
It was your review.
Did you write that before you started glazing donuts or after?
Well, after I had glazed the donuts, I had to go home and do something.
For the donut shop.
That's how they get the glaze.
That's how they mix the donut batter.
That's how they mix stuff. It's like a KitchenAid.
It's time to glaze those knuckles, sweetheart.
You're picturing it. We're talking about it. It's happening.
Pepper, have you ever bought vibrators online from Amazon?
No.
I use broom
store.
Handles.
I go that's right. She's store. Very anti-sex toy.
I go
remember?
In the store and I buy it myself. I don't need something being shipped to me.
Oh,
wrong.
I thought you didn't like using toys.
I have them, but I just prefer the real thing. Yeah, I've used them.
She's like, I carved them out of my toothbrush, like I do my prison shanks.
I remember
no,
one time.
I just go to the store.
I used to work with somebody who was honestly. So I used to be a bartender in my last job. So, we had this other bartender who would switch off with. I remember one time she came in the back, and I was on my lunch break. She's like, can I ask you a personal question?
In the back of who?
In the back of me, clearly.
She's getting trained.
You're picturing it. I'm seeing it. It's happening.
It's a thing.
And she asked me, she's like, can I ask you a personal question? I was like, yeah, sure, go for it. So, I want to buy this dildo, and here are my options of which ones I've come down to.
Oh, my God.
So, in my head, I was not fazed by it, because I'm thinking, okay, cool. Like, I'm pretty sure... You were asking demographic questions like length, width, no. Straight up, I'm looking at one that's a unicorn horn. Between that one and like a Rick and Morty Pickle Rick. And then the other option was like...
Rick and Morty Pickle Rick?
Yeah, I kid you not. I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, so wait. And I'm like, this changes everything. I'm like, what am I trying to ask? What are you asking? And she's like, which one would you enjoy more if I were to use it and we were doing foreplay? I was like...
Oh, my God.
I was like, the Pickle Rick one.
I am, like, Googling this as we speak.
Dude, no, they're there.
Oh, you don't need to. I have them on me.
Oh, my God. Geeky sex toys? What?
Dude, they're really there. I kid you not. And so I was like, so what am I so what are you asking me? And she's like, which one did you enjoy more? If, say, a girl pulled it out on foreplay. I was like, I guess the Pickle Rick one. Shit you not. She came to work so excited. She's like, look at my purse. Pickle Rick fucking vibrator.
Yes.
Shut
yes.
up. Dude. Why is it taking yes. forever to load? Oh, wow. Wait, what? Free shipping's on order, $75 over. Okay, I'm going back to Amazon.
Amazon's loading too slow for you then?
We no, I'm door. Looking at the geekysextoys.com shameless plug, same and I'm delivery. Looking at these things and seeing what we have here.
I have a Pickle Rick vibrator for one Jasmine Rice.
Right? Shop by category.
They show up. That's not oh, mine.
Wow. Swords. What the fuck?
But I will take this.
Quickly.
How okay, this is going to occupy my night now. You she's have
it's
no
a lot
idea.
Smaller than I wanted, but hey.
Pickle Rick, what do you expect?
True.
It's cute.
They're cute.
Pocket size.
It was not pocket size.
I get super paranoid about that, like putting stuff like in my cart
oh my God,
and leaving like my browser open, thinking like, what if like my daughter just wants to like buy something or whatever, and just oh my God, they have Darth Vader.
Is that what?
Dude, I'm telling you, the website she showed me, they had different kinds. Like, oh in my God. Head, I'm sitting here thinking they had unicorn ones, Pickle Rick ones. I think I even saw, like, a dragon one. And I'm just sitting here like, who
oh,
used...
I believe it. Wow.
Like, what is this, Dungeons & Dragons, but for, like, 18 plus? Or what am I doing here?
Yes. Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Game of Thrones.
Well, I'd be all about that if they got something like that.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I don't need
that's
that.
That's the crazy
part. You're crazy.
Pink sparkly one or some shit. I don't care.
Did you ever name your sex toys? I remember I named mine Barney. It was purple.
Like the drunk in The Simpsons?
No! Like the purple dinosaur.
Like the sidekick on the Flintstones?
So in my head, so are you, as you're pulling it out, is it like, I love you, you love me, let's just get all up in me with a great big buzz.
Sounds about right.
Ew,
clearly I have like childhood issues, you know.
Do they play those in China?
Oh my God, you're horrible. Yeah. That's not
well,
nice.
I know she knows that, like, those, like, little egg pets or the Tamagotchis, like, her people invented those, so I know she knows about those, but I didn't know
those
that.
Are Japanese.
Fucking rice is rice.
You racist?
It is, huh?
You're a racist, Joe.
Oh, Joe. I like him. He's funny.
So, Ray, it's been a hot minute since you've been in studio. What you've been up to?
Not the whole lot, man. Just been working on a lot of music lately. So one of the things I've been doing is joined a band, full band. I think I mentioned that last time. When Autumn Sleeps, playing some shows. Awesome. Always a good turnout. We've been playing local, far and wide. So if anyone wants to check that out, it's at When Autumn Sleeps. Also working on solo music myself, so... That one, October. Check out anything on my page. He is Ray, Instagram _. So it's cool. I'm up to some stuff. So
nice. So what's the biggest venue you played so far?
Biggest venue I'd have to say was the Whiskey A Go Go. Whiskey A Go Go's been a good one for me personally.
Wow, I haven't been out there in years. I remember we did at least one show out there, and the whiskey, and then the
in Hollywood.
Yeah, was it not the Roxy? The one next to the Roxy. The Rainbow.
The Rainbow. You know what's funny is Cookie keeps offering me to make porn music on the side, and he keeps telling me that's my big break. But
I mean, hey, if you want to be a garage band forever, go fuck yourself. And side note, you said my grandma's 75th birthday was your biggest venue, so fuck you.
It was crowd wise. I'd have to say I had never seen that much people in one, I guess, garage.
Oh, so. Your grandma. I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Oh, you were. Oh, yeah. You just never showed up.
Whatever. So that was apparently
we ended up getting
break.
Another taco
I never
lady.
Made it in.
So, she was being JB somewhere.
I'll be quiet.
Don't you mean she was BJing somewhere?
Probably JB. Probably what's a JB?
Well, it's a Jimmy Neutron's bitch.
My son's bitch. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, he calls me JB because of this guy. I know.
And then he also tells her when she gets mad at him, he goes, "What are you going to do about it, Issa?"
He's crazy. One day I'm just going to...
I'm telling you, you should just let me done it for you. The hanger would have worked
fine.
I'm
going to do it. I'm going to do it one day.
In this pop-up book, we're just going to see me with a guitar shoving you right up there. Like, don't worry, it'll come out the first time.
He's horrible.
So that's mostly what I've been up to. We're doing a few shows upcoming in September and coming out with a song in October, which I'm super excited about. So I have my friend Tim helping me out with it. He's a really good, I guess, overall producer person guy. I don't know. He's the guy that helps me get it on iTunes and Spotify. So he does a really good job.
All right. And what about When Autumn Sleeps? Are you guys up on Spotify yet? Or
we are, actually. We are on Spotify. Amazon Music. I just found out actually last week that there's Amazon Music. I'm probably hiding in a cave somewhere, but I guess Amazon has its own music web stream thing. So there's that. And then we're on iTunes everywhere. So is Solo Project. It's under He Is Ray. They're both under there. You can't miss them. So,
all right. Nice.
So check out.
Nice. So, how soon are the shows that you have coming up? Do you have dates or anything?
I do. So tomorrow, we're trying to find out. We might have a show tomorrow coming up in Pomona, and then we have one September 5th coming up over at a venue called Down and Out, called in L.A. We'll be headlining that one, actually. I'm pretty excited. That's my first show headlining, to be fair. I've never headlined a show before.
Good job.
Oh, nice. Wow. So, congratulations.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It's funny because, funny story, my first show with this band, we had opened up and we were such a good opener. I remember after that show, I had to take a massive dump. Side note. So I went to
That's
take,
how good it was. So after, dump worthy.
I'm coming out of the bathroom finishing my dump and I see this chick passed out on the floor, which, by the way, I have.
And you being the opportunist that you are.
Yeah. Oh, I actually have a photo of this. We're going to show everybody.
This is post-dump, right?
Yes, this is post-dump. And so I sat there and...
Mid-log.
This chick was passed out drunk. And all she could say was, "I love your band." And then just passed out in front of my bathroom. Just not even kidding. And I have photographic evidence.
My God. How sad.
And nice, then, dude. Fuck yeah.
That's not nice.
That's rock and roll right there.
And that's all,
what it's all about.
And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to stay here for a minute.
Damn.
See where this takes me.
I want to be her.
Remember, we said that you'd come after the show in the parking lot.
She's on which parking lot?
That's what the van's for.
Dumb. Don't talk to me like that. I'm a mother.
A mother.
Yeah, you're a mother, all right.
No, that's me.
A good mother.
Oh, we're lying now.
Who's lying?
That's lie or lie. That's a
I know.
Game.
Oh, okay. So I'm an attractive 20-something. Don't laugh too hard,
I'm a good
assholes.
Mother sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yes.
What about the other times?
They don't count.
Is that the majority of them?
Neither
time?
Do you.
Whatever. He loves me.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a word.
Oh, so today he did some project at school, so they asked him questions. Who's the most important person in your life? He puts me. I'm like, oh, really? You treat me like shit, but I'm the most important person in your life.
He just looks at you. We hurt the ones we love the most.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's so wrong. You're lying to the school. Tell him the truth. Tell him how you really feel about me.
I don't even know if she's my real mother.
That fucking drunk like, bitch.
I'm hoping we're not related. The DNA test haven't come back yet.
Right?
But he looks just like you with bigger teeth.
He's all, you have her eyes in a jar.
Oh, my son. He's my little Norman Bates.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Just for the record, I love that show. I love Bates Motel.
I'm like, why did it end?
Which, okay, so low-key, call me cochino, whatever you want. But in my head, I saw that whole show thinking, okay, the mom and the son have to be getting freaky.
Oh, yeah.
No, they have to.
They didn't show it, but, like, I know they, like,
yeah, because in my head.
You're talking about Bates Motel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that show, like.
Because he'd be like, all right, mother, I'm going to bed. And then all of a sudden, next scene, he's waking up in his mom's bed. And so I'm just like, okay.
Like, And they're all, like, in the morning hugging and. Like, serving breakfast to each other. I'm like, what the hell? That's gross.
Yeah.
Look at you judging.
I know. That is not something.
Baloney.
No.
Baloney.
That should be stopped at a young age.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
She said it was a golden shower.
Oh, golden bath.
A golden bath.
Oh, that's what I'm
Vegas is coming up. Woo, another golden bath.
Another golden shower. Woo.
Golden bath. For my little Indian boy.
Jesus. So, Cookie, it's a golden shower from you then? Since
sure, why not? I'm not busy.
Sure. All right.
Would you get a golden shower?
No, I won't even take a real one.
Catch us in Vegas.
We are in a drought, people.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and get into our final two rounds of our How Well Do You Know game, and this has turned into a Season 1 tournament. So if you missed the beginning of this thing, the game is called How Well Do You Know, and it started off with Gay Men Subcultures. Cookie advanced to the second round. Jasmine and Pepper moved on to the consolation round. I had a first round bye, so now it's... Cookie versus Jester, and Pepper has selected 90s movies as our topic.
My apologies for interrupting, but is this like, whoever wins this wins?
No, there'll be one final round after this, and then the winner of that round gets a first round bye for the next tournament. That's going to also include Ray the Guitar Guy and the Beauty Heroine. In on this tournament that'll span Season 3.
Nice.
So, Pepper, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so the first quote is...
Who goes first?
Pick. Who wants to go first? Age before beauty or what?
Doesn't matter to me, you pick.
Flip a coin or
Choose
something.
Cookie. Go.
All right.
It's been decided.
Cookie?
Yes.
Miss Cookie.
I will go.
Show me what you got.
As if.
Clueless, Alicia Silverstone, Cher.
Yay!
What?
Got it right.
As if.
So that would be 2 points for Miss Cookie.
Did I just date myself right there?
Kind of.
Yes. I think
it's okay.
Did.
I did it all throughout high school.
Am I thinking four? Sorry.
Yeah, so
you're good with numbers. We're just guessing.
it's statistics.
Oh, you be quiet. Okay, ready?
So that's how many?
So Cookie won.
So he, like, answered both of them. He went for bonus and everything.
Okay, so then 2 for Cookie.
Yeah, 2.
Okay.
2 for Cookie.
Woohoo. Yes.
Woohoo. Okay. Bestie, this one time at band camp.
Oh, that was Michelle, and that was American Pie.
Yay. You got 2 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, Cookie?
Probably not, but go ahead.
There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot. Woody, Toy Story.
Ah, yay, 2 points. Damn you guys.
I know what year these movies came out, too. Those
oh,
were
my
both
God,
95.
I was
going to
ask you guys that, too, but
they
I was like,
they both came out in 95.
Yeah.
Okay, bestie. We got no food, we got no jobs. Our pet's head are falling
Jim Carrey,
off.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yes, our pet's heads are falling off.
Yeah, he comes in and he's like, I lost my job. He's all, man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh, that's not nice. Okay, ready, Cookie?
Honesty never is. Go ahead.
Either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the... in the hood. Either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going down in the hood.
I have no idea. I'm just going to guess because hood, mm-hmm. boys in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
and then I don't know who said it.
Okay, so that means he just gets one. Do you want to take a shot at it?
Well, no, he already answered. He just missed the bonus.
Well, you don't want the bonus? Can you take it? Uh-huh. No. Ice Cube, baby. Come on,
oh,
hello.
Oh, dang it.
So he gets one cookie. I mean, 1 point.
Cookie gets one.
Okay, so can I throw one in there? I have a good one
yeah,
for you guys.
Let
a good
him
quote.
Go.
Okay, here's the quote. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older,
and they
just stay
the
same age.
That's McConaughey.
Okay, so what's the movie, though?
Oh, my gosh. I know it.
Dallas Buyers Club?
No.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so is it the actor or is it the character's name?
Isn't it either or?
It was the, yeah.
Okay, it could be either or.
So you got 1 point, right?
Yeah, I got the character. I got the actor. I just didn't get the right movie.
Okay, next. Ready? Or do you want to throw more in?
That's all I got for him. He took my other one.
Okay, well. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah.
A Braveheart. And Mel Gibson says that.
Yay. Cookie gets 2 points. Okay.
I have a lot of time on my hands.
Molly, you in danger, girl. You don't know that one?
Don't know it? What?
You want me to say it again?
Yeah.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
That one guy from that one movie from a few years ago.
It's a good movie. Rest in
peace. Oh, is it Girl Interrupted?
No.
Oh, okay, you said rest in peace. I thought you were talking about Brittany Murphy because her ass is dead.
No, Ghost, Whoopi Goldberg. You in danger, Molly.
Yes,
you in danger.
Yes,
girl.
Yes.
No,
she beat out Lorraine Bronco for the Oscar. I'm not a fan of hers.
Oh, this. Okay, who's next?
He is.
Oh, you're going to get this one. Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman.
Yay! That's my favorite movie. I wish to be that hooker one day.
She was 23. How old are you?
Oh, kidding? Whatever.
At least 2 decades
Age
older than that.
Age is just a number. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Show me the money.
This is Jerry Maguire and... both Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. said it.
Yeah.
So which one?
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Ding, ding. 2 points. Okay, that's it, guys.
All right, what's the score?
Let's see.
Cookie got 9. Jester got 7.
Oh.
Fucking Cookie. You're always beating everybody.
All right, so if you missed the dick-off that Pepper and Jasmine had, Jasmine won. And so that means Jasmine and Cookie are going to face off in the finale for the shot at a first-round bye for the next tournament coming up.
Called the Glazed Donut Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, my God.
And just so you know, the championship round is always a open forum for how well do you know. So it could be any of the topics.
Any categories?
Yeah, any of the categories that we picked. We'll ask questions from any one of those categories.
Dang it.
Okay, so, what are our choices again?
We'll go over the. We'll read them off on the next show. Before we start, that way you guys know where your questions are kind of coming from.
Okay.
So, again, season two coming to an end, but we've got something really big, big surprise for you come season three.
Yeah, we do.
And you guys are hopefully going to like it. If not, then we'll, you know, just go back to the way things were when they worked. So, Ray, the guitar guy, thanks for stopping in, man. No, it's always good to see you.
Up top.
glad you're gonna be back here, joining us for the season three opener.
Nice.
And I think next week I got a game, and then we'll close out, and then we're gonna take about maybe a month off, plan out the next season, and then we'll be back. So until next week,
I like my cookies with nuts.